going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us on Thursday afternoons, and we appreciate same to talk about important issues relative to the criminal justice system. Last week, we talked a lot about a report, and we did not really get to the portion about judges, and so we want to start off there today. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be back, Newell. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience about some developing issues with the criminal justice system, including starting with the judges.
So Orleans Parish Juvenile Court judges have a 21% approval rate. It's pretty low. Orleans Parish Criminal Court judges, 31% rate.
Right. So why is that? Well, we've spoken about problem judges, on your show repeatedly, over the last couple of years. So the problem with a judge not doing their job, when the public hears that influences their perception of all judges. So one bad judge, literally, can influence, I think, public opinion about the performance of all judges. So in mid-April of this year, we issued our first report tracking judicial efficiency in criminal district courts since 2017. There are 12 judges that are elected to manage that caseload. And what we found was that there were three tiers of judicial efficiency. The first tier included five of the 12 judges that had better efficiency with respect to docket management than the court average. Another six judges were clumped together in the second tier who were largely consistent with the court average. And there was a third tier that was composed of just one judge, Judge Daryl Durbiny, who had a massively worse judicial efficiency rating than the remainder of the judges in that court. So in 2024, Judge Durbiny had an average open inventory of 412 cases versus the court's average of 217. 51% of Judge Durbiny's open caseload was older than a year, been on his docket for over a year. The American Bar Association says that there should be no cases over a year. The court's average was 35% of the open inventory for the entire court being greater than 1 year old. It took Judge Durbiny 294 days, which is over 3 months longer than the court average of 202 days, to close a typical felony case. So one of the things that we did that was unique with respect to this report, the first time that, we've done it, we actually assigned the cost of the inefficiency by measuring the numbers of days that pretrial inmates had remained in pretrial custody for each section of court. On average, each judge had 77 in-custody inmates awaiting trial at a cost to taxpayers of $2.7 million. So pretrial inmates haven't been adjudicated guilty, and the city of New Orleans pays for their pretrial detention. Once they are convicted, that cost gets assumed by the state when they're transferred to the Department of Corrections. So some of those 77 inmates, you know, the average of 77 inmates, some of them are going to be acquitted, meaning that it's costing people, taxpayers, money to keep not guilty offenders in pretrial custody as well. So it's it cuts both ways. But with respect to Judge Durbiny, as I said, the court average was 77 pretrial inmates in custody. He had 117 pretrial inmates in custody at a cost to taxpayers of $5.1 million, which is $2.4 million more than the court average. So our report came out on April the 16th. And on May the 12th, the Supreme Court appointed a temporary judge to oversee Judge Durbiny's caseload. Judge Durbiny has taken an indefinite medical leave of absence. One judge has been appointed to oversee his caseload with the prospect of possibly even a second judge being assigned to help clear out his massive backlog of cases. So when we released our report, Judge Durbiny's open inventory, after we released the report, it went from 417 cases to 494 cases before he stepped down. So the cost to taxpayers continued to go up. As of June the 1st, after he had stepped away and an ad hoc temporary judge had been appointed to preside over his docket, the number of open pending cases was brought down to 432 cases. Last Monday, we reran the cost to taxpayers of the inmates that were still pending in pretrial custody in Judge Durbiny's section of court. It went from 117 down to 99, which was, it reduced the cost to taxpayers from $5.1 million to $4.7 million, a savings of about $400,000. Just one judge in a month showing up for work and doing something while they were there. Reduce the cost by $400,000. So there's still a lot of work to be done to clear up the mess that was left by Judge Durbiny. But without our report being released, this, you know, what he was doing, or more importantly, what he wasn't doing, the public and the Supreme Court would have no awareness of the lack of effort and the lack of productivity, and his massive docket would be even larger. So, you know, this is a classic example, you know, of why when one judge is exposed for not doing their job, it influences the public perception of all judges.
Raph, let me ask this question. I mean, I can understand the public not knowing. I'm having a real difficult time grasping the notion that the Louisiana Supreme Court didn't know. Shouldn't they know? I mean,
so you know, when we issue these reports, we just don't push a button or go to a public dashboard to find out how many open cases are in each section of court. We have to compile this list. It's very labor intensive. We don't have an automated system of tracking judicial efficiency. Every judge has their own way of managing their docket. Some, you know, can tell you to, you know, the exact number, how many open cases, which stages those cases are in. Other judges have no idea. So there is no statewide reporting system for all of this. So,
well, that's a problem, right? I mean,
well, I agree. You know, what isn't measured can't be managed.
Let me back up. Has there been any communication between you and the Supreme Court on this issue?
Yes. Yes, there has. And also,
and is there an interest on their part to improve this? I mean, cause this is a joke. I mean, they have supervising authority over this.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad they appointed a judge. Obviously, this guy's probably, maybe he's been sick. He's taken medical leave of absence and just collecting a paycheck. I don't know. But we don't have the luxury of judges just collecting paychecks.
Right. And not doing anything. So, yes, you're right. He's still collecting a paycheck. But at least he is not collecting a paycheck while he's presiding over that docket and doing nothing.
Doing nothing, right.
The cost of leaving him there and him not performing, you know, his elected functions is costing taxpayers even more money. So, you know, if we hadn't released this information, and really within a matter of a little over a week, you know, the chain of events were set into motion. That once we pulled the curtain back and exposed what wasn't happening in Section J, which is Judge Durbin's section of court, he decided to step away from the bench for medical reasons. And the Supreme Court has appointed somebody. And after the inmates escape, you know, the governor of the state of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, in his proclamation to after the escape, asked for the Crime Commission to begin to do in other parts of the state what we're doing in Orleans Parish, because this type of information is fundamental to assessing the performance of the criminal justice system. The governor realizes that, the Louisiana Supreme Court realizes that, and I think the public realizes that. But we've never had the ability in this state to assess the performance of any of the components of the criminal justice system. So there is a move afoot now, you know, and, you know, the Crime Commission is an important part of that, to try and set up a statewide system that will allow for the public and policymakers to be able to assess the performance of every component of the criminal justice system, from arrest through final disposition and everything in between. So that's going to take some time. We basically have to create a new computer network tying together all the different judicial districts, all the different district attorney's offices, all of the different sheriff's office and police departments that are making the arrest, collating that information together and putting it in a format that will identify, you know, the underperformance and effective performance of every aspect of the criminal justice system. That's what we've been doing in New Orleans, and, you know, we're being challenged to do that in other parts of the state now by the governor and the Louisiana Supreme Court.
You know, this is an example of something that could potentially, and I guess we can get a report from you maybe in August or, you know, end of July as to how many more of these cases have been moved, as an indication of judges showing up, operating their court for a minimum of 8 hours a day, setting, you know, pretrial conferences, managing the docket, moving things along, especially jail cases. because it's all about selective incapacitation. We're not going to enjoy what we're enjoying right now unless we improve upon the system, all legs of the system, and obviously judicial inefficiency is one. I mean, this could be transformational. I just shocked that the Supreme Court hasn't tied all of this together thus far. You know, every year there's people clamoring about wanting more judges in a judicial district, and we don't even know the workload. We don't know the throughput. Exactly. We don't know efficiencies. We don't know anything. I mean, we just want to create jobs for people to go run for office and treat it as though it's mailbox money. They show up when they want to show up, how they want to show up. They're not prepared. They haven't read motions. I mean, the list goes on and on. I talk to lawyers all the time, and I hear these horror stories about what's going on in court. I heard a horror story about a criminal case in Orleans Parish Criminal District Court the other day. And I'm not ready to talk about it now, but it is a joke what happened. We're just spinning our wheels.
Yep. I agree. And, we'll probably talk about that case very soon, as well as we have some additional information on yet another judge. We'll talk about that on a future show in the near future. So,
this
type of information
is
critically important. And the system doesn't have the capability of doing it right now, and I suspect that it's in large part because the powers that be didn't want to have this type of information. But times are changing, and, the governor, wants to know this. I think the Supreme Court wants to know this, and certainly I think the public has an appetite, as evidenced by, the fact that you have me on this show, and I can't tell you how many times I get stopped after being on your show by citizens saying, they appreciate what you're doing and informing them of what's going on in the criminal justice system. So I think there's a real public appetite for this. And I think that citizen survey that came out last week, is being influenced by the stuff that we're talking about on this show, the stuff that the media is reporting about the performance of their criminal justice system, particularly their judiciary, and one or two bad judges can adversely influence the public's perception of the judiciary as a whole. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the reality the impact of one or two bad judges not doing their job and giving the entire judiciary a black eye.
And in defense of a lot of the other judges, their efficiency could go up if other branches within the criminal justice system were efficient. And we have not been able to figure that out either, right?
So keep in mind the court's average was much higher than it would be if Judge Durbiny wasn't a part of that. Fact that his docket was double what the court average was is going to make the entire court look less efficient than they truly were.
No doubt. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, I know last week we talked about the citizen satisfaction survey. We kind of had to gloss over. We were running out of time. Let's talk about the NOPD homicide clearance and solve rates.
Right. So there's a distinction between clearance rates and solve rates. Typically, clearance rates are higher than solve rates because any homicide that is deemed to be a justifiable homicide in which the police have obtained an arrest warrant but not made the arrest yet, or the perpetrator is deceased, is considered cleared. So cleared doesn't mean that someone has been arrested. So an example of that would be the January the 1st terror attack. You had 14 homicide victims in that one terror attack. The perpetrator of those homicides was cleared by the justifiable shooting of the perpetrator by the police. So those 14 homicides were cleared when police had to shoot and kill the perpetrator of that offense. So cleared doesn't necessarily mean arrested. But the reason that I believe that violent crime is down, it can be synthesized down to taking a look at the homicides. Homicides are down over 50% in 2025 versus 2022. They're down 13% so far this year versus the same point in time last year. So as we reduce homicides, the reduction in crime is going to be, I think, commensurate with the police department's ability to identify and clear the people that have committed those crimes. More importantly, those offenders need to be arrested. So most of the people that commit the crimes aren't going to be involved in police shootings. But if the police are going to reduce every category of crime, they have to quickly identify who the perpetrators are and arrest them. When we're dealing with violent offenders, when they get arrested, historically stay in pretrial custody, meaning that they are no longer on the streets. Those violent offenders are generalists, not specialists. So, yes, they were arrested for a crime of violence, but generally those violent offenders are career criminals with extensive histories and convictions for not just crimes of violence, but property crimes and drug crimes. So when you arrest one of those individuals, you are solving a violent crime, but you're also preventing an unknown number of future crimes from occurring. So we know we don't have enough police officers. And I think part of the reason that the department's, police department's satisfaction rate wasn't higher is because the police are doing a great job of arresting the people that commit crimes, but because of the low numbers of officers, response times are taking too long, and B, if we don't have enough officers, those officers can't spend more time interacting with the public. They're literally running from one call for service to the next. They're prioritizing crimes of violence, which means that they may not get to a property crime or a drug crime in a timely manner. And that's going to influence the public's perception and satisfaction rate with law enforcement. But the fact that the police department has such a high solve rate for homicides is an indication that, you know, the police department is in fact using their resources very, very effectively. And, you know, when you're looking at solve rates that approach 85% or more, that is outstanding. The national average for homicide clearance rates is about 61%. So at 85%, that is outstanding in the city of New Orleans. And I think that while the public's perception of the department has improved this year versus last year, I think it would be even higher if we had more police officers and response times were shrunken, as well as our crime rate. So police are using their resources very strategically and very effectively, but I think to see an appreciable jump in public satisfaction with the department, we have to figure a way to hire the officers that we need to respond to calls for service in a more timely manner.
This, I think, has been something that I'm most satisfied with, for what it's worth, is their clearance rate and the like, and the ability to effect an arrest in a very short period of time. That's huge. And getting everything, all the evidence together, making the presentation to the DA's office. These are processes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That are set up at an organization, and it seems to be working better. And I'm sure you've seen that as well.
Right. You know, and again, keep in mind, the homicide division has a shortage of homicide detectives, just as every other component of the police department. So the fact that they're solving homicides at an 84%, almost 85% clip, that's a testament that the police department is using their available resources very, very effectively. They're leaning into technology. They're leaning into forensic evidence. The public, I think, is trusting the police department more. They're being the eyes and ears that the police department needs to establish probable cause, to solve these cases, and as these cases are being solved, the individuals arrested, the police reports that are generated to the district attorney's office are going to result in more acceptances. And if the district attorney's office accepts the cases, that's a reflection on the quality of the investigation. So we're looking at about 1,350 people in pretrial custody. About 211 of them are waiting to be tried on homicide charges. We want to know why homicide is down 50% since 2022 and why it's down 13% this year versus last year. It's because those 211 people that have been arrested for homicide are being prosecuted for homicide charges. And if they weren't behind bars, we would have a higher crime rate. And the 1,300 offenders that are in pretrial custody, about two-thirds of them are in custody for felony crimes of violence or felony weapons offenses. And the other one-third that are in pretrial custody for drugs and property offenses are in custody because of their criminal histories that include convictions for crimes of violence. So our community is safer, because the inmate population is composed of some of the most serious, violent, and repeat offenders in the city of New Orleans. And the fact that they're behind bars and that fine work that's being done by the NOPD and the Louisiana State Police, and now the district attorney's office is accepting more of these cases and moving these cases through the system, that's a reason our crime rate is down and is continuing to trend downward.
All right, we're going to get to our next break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. When we come back, we'll talk about the Ann Breaux case with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. So stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, Mayor LaToya Cantrell loses her appeal in the Ann Breaux case. What does that mean?
Well, it means that the mayor is digging a deeper hole for herself and for the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans. So just to refresh the audience's recollection, in April of 24, Ann Breaux took pictures of the mayor and Jeffrey Vapi dining on the balcony of Tableau Restaurant. Ms. Breaux provided those pictures to the Crime Commission. The Crime Commission filed a complaint with the Public Integrity Bureau of the Police Department regarding Officer Vappi's misconduct. So on April the 9th, the mayor filed a police report against Ann Breaux. She contacted the police department and accused her of stalking her. And during the course of that investigation, somehow the mayor obtained from the police department the driver's license photo of Ann Breaux, Ann Breaux's social security number, and other privileged information that's restricted to law enforcement purposes only. The mayor took that information and filed a petition for a protective order in civil district court against Ann Breaux. The matter was tried before the judge on June the 18th of 2024. The judge unceremoniously dismissed the temporary restraining order and ordered Mayor Cantrell to pay Ms. Breaux's attorney $15,000 for the cost of her defending these accusations. The court concluded that the mayor's petition was baseless and a misrepresentation of facts. So what we didn't know was that the mayor decided to appeal that. Now, the mayor filed that petition as LaToya Cantrell, not Mayor LaToya Cantrell, as a private citizen, LaToya Cantrell. So when the mayor had to appear in civil district court, she was represented by her private criminal defense attorney, Eddie Castain. On this appeal that she lodged, she was represented by Mr. Castain and the city attorney's office. So the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal reviewed the mayor's pleadings and upheld the lower court's dismissal of Cantrell's petition and ordered her to pay an additional $8,000 in attorney fees for the cost of Ms. Breaux's attorney going to court to defend this appeal. So we're looking at now the mayor owes in excess of $23,000 to Ann Breaux for her legal expenses. Legal interest is accruing, and that's a debt that the mayor personally owes out of her funds, not public funds, but some kind of way. The city of New Orleans and the city attorney's office is now defending the mayor in conjunction with her private criminal defense attorney in this. So this is not only costing the mayor personally money, but also the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans. So that's the latest turn of events in this particular thing. The mayor keeps digging a deeper hole for herself and for the taxpayers in the city of New Orleans.
So it looks like the mayor's going to attempt to go down a path to have this become a public expense as opposed to her own. Where do we go to challenge this decision that's being made internally by the mayor's office? Is this something that goes to the council?
So there's another lawsuit that's pending. So after Ann Breaux won and the mayor's petition was dismissed in civil district court, Ann Breaux filed a civil rights civil lawsuit in federal court. So Ann Breaux is alleging that her constitutional rights were violated by the mayor and by the police department that shared with the mayor privileged information that should not have been available to a private citizen or even the mayor. So that matter is being litigated. This ruling in with respect to the mayor appealing the findings of the civil district court judge, I think is indicative of the fact that there was no merit to the mayor's allegations, that the mayor made false accusations against Ann Breaux, and those same factual circumstances coexist in the federal case. So it's very likely that Ambrose will be successful in proving her case, which would mean that the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans are going to likely have to pay a settlement or a judgment to Ambrose and her attorneys for the mayor's misconduct. So this is, again, the mayor using her own distorted sense of authority, that she believes that she can do whatever she wants to whoever. What she did to Ambrose was really unconscionable. It was an attempt not to just sanction Ambrose, but to silence and intimidate anyone that would dare take a photograph of her out in public doing anything inappropriate. Keeping in mind that the former executive protection member, Jeffrey Vappi, is no longer on the police force, is under federal indictment right now for wire fraud. So the mayor has a criminal defense attorney representing her. But added to that now is the city attorney's office, and potentially the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans are going to be responsible for defending the city in a federal lawsuit that is the result of the mayor abusing her authority and exposing the city of New Orleans and the New Orleans Police Department to civil judgments for violating the rights of Ambrose and misusing her authority as the mayor to obtain privileged information that's restricted for law enforcement purposes only.
And the clown show continues.
Yep.
I don't know how else to characterize it. It's just...
Yep.
It never ends. As yep. always, we always enjoy the conversation. Rafi Goyeneche, thank you for joining us today. Truly appreciate it. Head of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, what a win by LSU. We'll talk about that. Also, this is the day that Carole King's Tapestry album was released. So in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to have an album hour, and all of our bumper music is going to be from the album Tapestry, which is just an incredible album that still lives up to today. President Trump is bashing worse than ever, Fox News. Why? Well, we'll talk about that, too.
Scoot's headed your way with a great lineup, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Thursday evening. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.